All right, All My Love at Christmas Time. Let's give it a sing. Sit well for us. Let's just see how this is going. Oh boy. Thanks for no one humming their pitches. Let's not talk during the pitch blowing either, so everybody can really hear and process. Do that one more time. Can you NG your starting pitch, regardless of entrance? Go. That's right. All bases are upstairs. Here you go. I encourage you, this has been a while. The biggest downfall is a low larynx. Here we go. One, two, three, and.
I can send you all.
So, overall, us getting to sing through all of that, have we done that yet?
No.
First time this season. Fantastic. So, overall, can I get some feedback? Overall, that's not bad at all. There are, good is generous, but it's on its way. There's a lot of this requires some trust between you and I, and what I just did was overconducted you. Okay? So I'll be honest, that's partly a me thing, that's partly an ish me, not an ish you. Okay, but I will say that in order for me to become a little bit more comfortable and conduct you less is to trust that you've got a handle on how this is supposed to function and roll out. So knowing and understanding the phrasing and how this music, the way it looks is not necessarily the way it sounds.
Right?
And it's a proper barbershop ballad, which is, it's kind of like Whose Line Is It Anyway? It's all made up and the points don't matter.
Exactly.
All the pitches are made up and the rhythm doesn't matter. Okay. The pitches matter, but the rhythms are going to be different. So listening to the rehearsal track, following your music along with that is going to help you understand, oh, that's the phrasing we're looking for. And then my goal is over time, I can show you this motion and you can sing eighth notes and triplets and a bunch of stuff to that. And I just show you where we're supposed to land and what words to get to. Does that make sense?
Yep.
That's our goal. Was there a question over here, Brandon? So I believe the track is incorrect, that it's singing the lower pitches there, but it ought not to. The melody is, you know I cannot buy the things I'd like to send you. You're singing the upper pitches. If it helps at measure 26, the version I have printed, maybe it's different on yours. I have little X's above.
The X's.
Yes, so the X's above mean that there's voice crossing that happens there. And the stems are going down for those upper pitches, which are always going to be your stems. And I believe the track sings it that way.
Last year you produced an annotated version of this, both annotated and not on the website. Is the annotated version still in the annotated document?
That's what I have in front of me. Yeah, I want to conduct less, but yes, that's the phraseology we're looking for.
That's the emphasis on the syllables.
Yes,
correct.
It is long enough.
Yeah, great. Okay, Brad. Everybody goes there, 49.
Just for my memory, remember, is it, let us be together.
So, and that's what I wanted to talk about. It's not reflected in the rehearsal track. But the baritone and the bass part at measure 19, hold you by the fire and let us be together. We're going to make those match, baritones, basses. 19 and 49 pitches match. Are you with me?
Yeah.
That'll be easier for your memory. That kind of tripped us up last year. Thanks for bringing that up. It's written in my music. Excellent. Make sure that happens. Bass, baritone. Everybody else, it's the same for you. You lucky dogs, we hate you. Great. And then leads. This was an issue last year, which really never quite settled itself. But at measure 56, you might want to do some homework on 56. The pitch is there. So let's be clear. So can I have a G natural, please? I'm going to start at measure 52. Together next year, our hearts will be intertwined. Then, turning the page, intertwined. Same note for the second beat. It looks like a new note, but it's not a new pitch. It just functions differently. That's why I wanted to write it that way. Shut up. No one cares. No. Intertwined. I can wish you all. So that last step there, that last note is actually a whole step up.
Yeah, we didn't quite make the key.
No. You didn't even sing the C sharp correctly, just to be really clear. Yes.
This is a real challenge for me, and I don't have a very low range. But this, when we talk about that high larynx, I can dream a dream of all our happy times. That's what you want to do, right? Happy times. But if you go, happy times. And it's so hard to sing a low note, for me especially, in that. And it's almost like work. I mean,
I'm gonna rephrase that, because I think the way you demonstrated it is dead on. That's exactly what I want to have happen. It might be easier, instead of thinking about the larynx, might be better about thinking about the tongue. And the jaw as well. Happy time. That the jaw doesn't move and the tongue stays high. That's the important part. Because you'll want to drop the tongue to make more room for the ah vowel.
And it sounds weird in your head when you do it, so it doesn't sound low enough.
Happy time. It also probably doesn't feel as low when you sing it like that, which is part of the whole goal.
Right.
Great. So, can you tell that there's work to be done on that tune?
Yep.
Yeah. This is why it's one of the last that we're asking you to have memorized, because it's literally the hardest chart that you'll sing at your holiday concert. Right? Christmas concert. Okay. It's the hardest tune.
Would it help if we took one of those late rehearsal tracks of that from last Christmas?
Mm-hmm.
It's the very last rehearsal where we were really working on some reports and stuff.
I'm gonna, I'll even encourage Kimball to make a determination which might be better, the performance video or one of the rehearsal videos.
Yeah.
Or rehearsal tracks from this, just to see what might be one of the better things to listen to for what that, how that functions in the ensemble. Yeah, cool. I appreciate it. Thank you very much.